Earlier this month, California's Institute for Regenerative Medicine announced its latest rounds of grants and loans. Of the $1.7 billion the agency is awarding, 92% is benefiting institutions linked to the same people who vote on the awards. That's raising serious questions about whether the agency is funding the most deserving science. This week, the Sacramento Bee ran an article by David Jensen, producer of the California Stem Cell Report blog, detailing how Proposition 71 essentially built this conflict of interest in from the start. The primary institutions most likely to benefit from agency money all have representatives on the governing board. The agency denies accusations of cronyism, saying that experts from Stanford University's medical school and the University of California, Davis are needed to make the best decisions. Stanford was granted $261 million, Davis $128. To avoid conflicts of interest, the board has adopted a somewhat unusual policy. Applications are considered at public meetings as a bundle. Since board members aren't allowed to vote in favor of applications benefiting their institutions, they vote by saying, yes, to all those except with which I have a conflict. Individual votes or conflicts of interest aren't listed in meeting minutes. Many scientists and government activists think the provisions to guard against board members' conflicts of interest don't go far enough. The business community has complained bitterly that the vast majority of funding goes to academia. Commercial enterprises have received less than 7% of the funding. Part of the Institute's mission is to support results that the biomedical community can buy and sell. And considering that some board members do have business ties, the situation in the future could get tricky. But making any changes to the system would be difficult, nearly impossible. The authors of 71 made it a requirement that a 70% vote from each house of the state legislature would be needed for any modifications. Given the current stalemate between parties in Sacramento, no one thinks that likely. For KRCB, I'm Danielle Vinton.